This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This year's legislative session is winding down. CPR's Benta Berklin is following one bill to try to prevent insider threats to Colorado's election system.
This bill is in response to the security breach that occurred in Mesa County. It would require 24/7 video surveillance of election equipment, more training for election officials and workers, harsher penalties for sharing internal information, passwords, and that type of thing about voting machines. It would also restrict who can be near election equipment.
CPR's Benta Berklin. State lawmakers are working to bring more resources to fight violence against indigenous people, but their approach has raised concerns from the Polis administration. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains how advocates want a new state office dedicated to that effort, while the governor's office wants to do more with existing resources.
They want to do it a different way that doesn't require so much change to the structure of the Department of Public Safety. They want to hire some CBI agents and then put together a mostly volunteer task force to look at the issues. You know, it may sound like it's a debate over how the bureaucracy should be set up, but the sponsors and some of the indigenous community members they're working with say that that's not going to work. They need this dedicated office.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The legislative session ends next week. Car sales are down in Colorado, and that is being blamed on supply problems. New vehicle registrations fell 10% in this year's first quarter compared to the same time last year. More Coloradans are buying hybrid and electric cars. People in the Denver area can get a look inside a World War II bomber this coming weekend. The B-29 will park at Centennial Airport Friday through Sunday as part of a nationwide tour. It's hosted by the Wings Over the Rockies Museum. Tickets to fly on board the bomber are sold out. This is CPR News and KRCC.